The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Really appreciate it. It's about 29 degrees out there, a few snow flurries flying. I don't think anything's going to accumulate. I'm not sure what the difference between flurries and a shower is. I said snow showers, but anyway, I think it's been so warm for so long that we don't have to worry about shoveling or pushing any of this stuff around. Today we have a great show. I went to the Arnold Festival, which is still going on. I was going to say down at the convention center, but it seems like it's everywhere. Veterans Memorial, I don't know, OSU, it's all over the place. And because it's all over the place, I thought it'd be a great thing to head over there and talk to some folks. So let's go ahead and listen in. So I'm at the Arnold, Sports Festival, in the big hallway here of the Columbus Convention Center, and I'm going to see if I can find some of the folks that are here to participate, to see if they'd be interested or willing to let me ask them a few questions. Hey, sir, can I ask you a couple questions? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Eric.
Eric. Hey, Eric. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I have a show on Sunny 95 called Dentally Speaking.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Okay.
I'm hogging the mic. And I just wanted to come and talk to folks that come to this and just kind of find out how important are your teeth to your overall well-being? Do you make you feel good?
Well, I think they're overly important. I mean, I think without a healthy mouth and without good dental hygiene, if one piece of the body is broken, it's all broken. That's how I look at it.
So, that's very good.
Yeah, I mean, that oral health is really important because all of the bacteria travels in your body and resides in your mouth. So if you have bad oral hygiene, it's not a pretty picture, put it that way.
Right, it's hard to be healthy if your mouth isn't.
Absolutely.
Now, what part of town or the state are you from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, did you drive in or fly?
We drove in.
Drove? Okay, was that like 3.5 hours?
We're about 3.5 hours.
Okay. I'm looking at your muscles, they're like bigger than my legs. How long have you been working out like this?
I've been working out probably on and off for probably the past 20 years.
Oh my goodness, 20 years.
Yeah, just started out with martial arts. And I continued into weightlifting, so it's a part of training. So, yeah, I've been working out for a long time.
Now, is there any trouble with like pressure on your teeth? People that lift weights, they tend to grit their teeth, right?
No, I don't really. I don't grit my teeth at all. I mean, I try to stay relaxed, try to stay loose. Never really clamp down that much when I'm working out.
What's your competition? What are you going to be competing in?
Well, today I'm here just as a spectator. So maybe next year we'll try something. But
okay. Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay. So now, after I left Eric, I looked over and there are some. You guys are EMTs, right?
Paramedic firefighters for the city of Columbus.
Okay. Do you have many emergencies at this event or?
This is the first time we just got here. We're not really sure. We're hoping not.
Okay. And how many people are here, do you know?
I would say probably about 1,000, maybe 2,000.
Oh, geez, no, about there's going to be about 20,000 people today.
Wow.
20,000?
Oh, you're in and out.
You know, I forgot to get your name. Just first name. You can make one up.
I'm Bill.
Bill, I was going to say Peaches. And what's your name?
Sally.
And Sally. Yeah, everybody that won't give me their name is Peaches.
Okay.
Oh, this is Herb.
Oh, that's right. So you were a little surprised to see a dentist here.
Yes, I am. I'm very surprised.
Why is that?
Because this usually isn't something that relates to dentistry.
Well, there can be dental injuries, for one.
True.
The other is, I don't know if you realize it, but these really big muscular guys like Peaches here, like Bill, are probably afraid of the dentist. Herb? Is it Herb?
Herb. Okay. Herb.
Herb, are you kind of afraid of the dentist?
No, I'm not. Actually, I encourage dentistry, actually.
Okay, good, good. That's good to know. And how about you?
I am not at all. You guys are gentler and kinder now. You have a lot better equipment than you used to have.
And better drugs, right?
And better. I wasn't going to say that, but yes, you have a ways around that now.
And you have beautiful teeth, by the way.
Wait, thank you. Yeah.
And Herb, you've had some dental work there.
Some work, yes, I have. That's why I know dentistry is very important, because it actually can affect the rest of your body.
You know, it's really neat that information is out there now.
Yes, it is. I didn't know that years ago.
You know, that study was 1999, but it's taken a long time for people to get it.
Yep, and I'm glad I did.
Good. So wait a minute. When was the last time you were at your dentist?
3 months ago.
Good for you. And how about, wait a minute, you're Herb, right?
Or, I'm Peaches.
You're Peaches now.
Peaches, that's Herb.
Oh, got it.
Peaches and Herb. go every 6 months for teeth cleaning.
Good.
Very important.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to me. I hope you don't have any real emergencies.
I hope that it's a quiet day, yes.
But you know, I do have a question that came to mind. What would you do if there was a dental emergency? Do you have any special arrangements made for dentistry?
OSU.
That's your instructions?
Well, usually they take care. They have facilities that can take care of it. Usually just we make sure the airway's clear, that they can breathe correctly, and then that's as far as we have.
And save the tooth. We save the tooth, put it in milk.
So they can put it back in if it's possible.
You know, they make a product called Save a Tooth. It's about the size of a Pond's Cold cream jar, and it's an isotonic solution that will actually save a tooth.
Outstanding.
So you take them to OSU Hospital, and as far as you know, you don't know if they have any special things set up for dental or not.
I believe a couple of the hospitals have special.
They do have dentistry residents there.
Okay.
Emergency basis.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
You have a good day, too. Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, so I've walked over to a booth called vincesmuscleshop.com. It's a supplement store right here in Columbus, and I'm speaking with?
Paul Callahan.
So you're not Vince, huh?
I'm not Vince.
Which one's Vince?
Vince is in the expo right now, actually.
Oh, what's he competing in?
He's not competing in anything. He's walking around trying to promote his name.
Oh, okay. So now, you've got this muscle shirt on. You're like the definition of why they call them muscle shirts, and your arms and torso kind of like, I don't know, the size of my whole body. How long did it take you to get like this?
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm 23.
You're kidding, you're only 23?
23, yeah, I've been lifting for about a year and a half or so.
That's it?
Yeah, I played sports and stuff in high school and college, and I would lift just casually with the sports teams, but on my own, seriously, only about a year and a half.
That's amazing. That's really amazing, because it looks like you must have been doing this for 20 years.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, what sports did you play?
I was a baseball player in high school and then a rugby player in college.
Which high school? Which college?
Pickerington North and then UK.
Really? So University of Kentucky, you follow on the Wildcats basketball team?
Of course. It's hard not to if you go there.
But are you rooting for them or OSU?
Oh, definitely UK. I've never been much of an OSU. I like OSU football a little bit, but I've never really been someone that followed them quite frequently.
Okay. Well, I guess I can understand that. The Buckeyes play today at 4 o'clock, and they're kind of not exactly peaking at the right time, but I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah, I don't know. I've honestly not watched one OSU game all year. I've watched maybe 4 UK games. I'm just ready for baseball to start.
Okay.
I'll watch some baseball.
Okay, now, obviously it's the dental show. So what I have found, tell me if this is true, I found that the big muscular guys like yourself are kind of babies in the dental chair. Are you kind of nervous about going to the dentist?
I'm not going to tell you how long it's been since I've been to the dentist. But most people that say that have probably had quite a few cavities and braces, and never had braces, never had a cavity. So, you know, I take care of myself. But, I'm not a big fan of whatever they use to scrape at the top of your teeth. I'm always afraid it's going to hit my gum.
Yeah, the scalers, the cleaners.
Yes, that's what I don't like.
Now, you do have a great smile, and that's pretty cool that you didn't need braces or anything. Did you whiten them?
No, just brushed them this morning.
Okay. That's good. Now, when people lift weights, oftentimes they grit their teeth and they can kind of wear them down. Do you do that?
You know what? I don't even pay attention to that. Now that I think about it, probably for more compound exercises, yeah, like bench and squat, and I guess more of the exercises where you use one limb or so, that's not really necessary, but it seems like the more compound exercises like bench and squat and those kind of things, yeah, I probably do.
Right, and I'm actually looking, I shouldn't be, but I'm looking, and you have like the point worn off your cuspid teeth, you know, the pointy ones?
That doesn't sound good. I don't know what it means, but it doesn't sound good.
Well, I'll tell you what I suggest. Get a custom-made athletic mouth guard and wear it when you're lifting weights so that when you clench down, you're hitting the rubber rather than enamel on enamel.
That sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a really good idea.
Okay, so you haven't been to the dentist in how long again?
Oh, geez. You put me on the spot. Let's say about a year and a half.
Okay, but you do have a dentist.
I do have a dentist, yeah.
Okay, so it's not very expensive. You can have them, you can call them up and say, just want an impression for a mouth guard, and they might charge you $35 or something like that. That would be worth it to save the enamel, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that's cheap. I was thinking it'd be a few hundred by what you were telling me.
No, and then they'll, they may say to you, hey, by the way, it's been a year and a half, and they try to get you to stay for the cleaning. Oh, I have a suggestion. Okay, you're afraid that instrument's going to touch your gum. You can ask to be either sedated or numbed. I have a lady that gets IV sedated for her cleanings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not afraid of needles, so.
Yeah,
that would be better than the scalpel or whatever. Is that what it's called?
No, it's called a scaler.
A scaler, okay. It would be better than that.
Yeah, we clean teeth with a scalpel.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
All right. So, Paul Callahan, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you know what? I'm thinking I want to get my picture taken with you, but can I stand on something so I don't look so silly, short, and small?
We can work that out. Yeah, we got a little setup over here that you can stand on. It's about a foot tall, so.
Okay. All right. That sounds cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Dentally speaking.
All right, so I came upon this very muscular photographer. You don't look like a photographer, although you have the big, fancy camera.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been working out?
Pretty much most of my life.
Okay, and you look to be about 30?
48.
You are kidding. 48, really?
Yes, sir.
You don't have any wrinkles.
God's good.
Really, really is. I mean, you have a little bit of white in the beard, but a lot of people get that prematurely. 48, oh my goodness. And let's see, your name is Les?
Yes, sir.
Les what?
Washington.
Okay, Les Washington, and you have a business. It's called I Am Possible Photography, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you're local here in Columbus?
Yes.
Do you think I could get you to come and take some pictures of my Dentistry from the Heart event?
Would love to.
Okay, really, like volunteer, like free?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Well, you know what? I'm going to get a card and give you one of mine. It's June 15th. And we're going to do free dentistry on probably 630 people, and they'll be there. Basically, they'll be there waiting, and we're going to have games for them to keep them occupied. We'll have food. We'll have a blood drive. We'll have the OSU Dental Mobile Coach, who will be doing children as well. So if you have any friends or family that would like to come for free care, you know, mark it down. Of course, it's going to be on your calendar now anyway, right?
Yes, it is. Definitely. Love to be there.
Perfect. I appreciate that. So I will hang on to this card. I Am Possible Photography. If somebody wanted to reach you, how would they do that?
Through my phone number or my website, which is iampossiblephotography.com. My phone number locally here in Columbus is 614-361-5798, or you can catch me on Facebook.
Okay, and on Facebook is just, they just type in Les or what?
I Am Possible.
Oh, I Am Possible on Facebook?
I Am Possible Photography.
Got it. Now I see there's a picture of a dog here, so you do all kinds of photography. You don't just do like muscle-bound people like me.
Yes, that's my male model, Mr. Beasley, my beagle.
Is he your dog?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You also do weddings?
No, I shadow other photographers on that.
Okay. And shadowing means you take other pictures in case their camera acts up or something? You're like the insurance policy cameraman?
Pretty much.
Okay. You surprised I figured that out?
No.
All right. Okay, so thanks so much, and maybe I'll see you at, oh, well, definitely we'll see you at the event. Maybe we'll even get you in the dental chair.
Looking forward to it. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye now. So no festival of any kind, no fair festival of any kind would be complete without a lemon shake-up stand and cotton candy, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Grace.
Hi, Grace. How are you? So I think it's kind of funny that everybody has all these booths with like health food and stuff, you know, and then we have cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I like cotton candy.
That's good.
How are sales?
Pretty good. We've been busy.
Does anybody say, you know, I'm too healthy for that, or they're just all like big kids and they come and they get the sweets, right?
They like it.
Now, are you here all weekend?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And I have a question. Are you afraid of the dentist?
No.
You're not? Good.
Yeah.
How often do you go?
Well, I got a lot of work done so often, just for braces and all that.
Oh, you're getting braces?
Yeah.
When do they start?
I have a palate expander right now.
Oh, let me see. Put your head up. Oh, you sure do. Okay.
And then I have to get approval for surgery for my jaw, and then I'll get braces.
So are they going to move your lower jaw back?
And my front jaw up.
And your upper jaw out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called a Lafort type 1 sliding osteotomy?
Sure.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So is insurance going to cover it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Through your dad or through you have your own insurance?
My mom's insurance.
Okay, good. So you have an underbite, meaning your upper teeth are behind your lower when you close.
Yeah.
And when you're done, your upper teeth will be out over top of your lower.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
How long will the surgery take?
I have no clue yet.
When do you think it'll happen?
Probably maybe 2 years.
Oh, it's not going to take place for 2 more years?
Probably, because I have to get braces for a year and a half before I get surgery.
Okay, so they're going to move the teeth as far as they possibly can first.
Yeah, and then I'll have braces, and then surgery, and then braces again.
Okay, but it'll be worth it. It's going to make you so pretty.
Yeah, thanks.
You already have a pretty face, but I think you probably don't smile as big as you will.
Yeah.
You're kind of reserved right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, but I appreciate you talking with me.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me give you a card so that you can see how you can listen in. If you're up in the morning at 8 o'clock, it'll be on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on Sunday 95, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so I came upon, are you guys tumblers? What are you, cheerleaders or tumblers?
I was tumbling last night.
Now, wait a minute, this is a family show. Okay, so you're tumblers, right? What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn and?
Molly.
Molly and?
Talia.
Talia. So Brooklyn, Molly, Talia, right? Okay. And so the name of your tumbling troop is called the Heat, right?
Spirit Elite Heat Rockets.
Spirit Elite Rockets.
Spirit Elite.
Spirit Elite Heat Rockets.
Spirit Elite Heat Rockets. Okay, because on your shirts it only says Heat. So I have a question because I have a dental show. Do you guys like going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. When was the last time you went?
I went like a couple of weeks ago to go get my, I don't know what happened, I don't know. I just went to the dentist.
You don't know what you had, but you went anyway?
Yeah, I just went for a checkup.
Oh, for a checkup. Did they put glitter on your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Glitter? Just like your eyebrows?
No.
Okay, and what about Molly? How long since you've been?
Last year.
Well, last year. Okay, and what did you have done?
I was just checking up on my teeth.
So they did it?
Cavity or not.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Do you think your teeth are important to your smile?
Yeah.
Do they teach you to smile when you're tumbling?
Yeah.
Talia? Do they teach you to smile when you're tumbling?
Yeah.
So what if you didn't like your smile? What would you do? Frown? It's radio. You have to talk.
No.
Okay. So when do you guys compete? Oh, you just got done?
155.
Okay. Are you Molly's dad?
Yes.
Okay.
How'd you know?
She looks like you. What's your name?
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks for talking with us. So how'd you guys do, or won't you know yet?
Don't know yet. Won't know till 3 o'clock.
And what town are you guys from?
Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, did you drive?
Charleston.
South?
Virginia.
South Charleston. I go by. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that the state capital when you go south on 77? The Gold Dome?
Yes.
Yep.
What's the college that's there? It's not
University of Charleston.
Okay. It's not West Virginia University. Where's West Virginia?
Morgantown,
okay. Because I go by there a lot. My son used to go to college in South Carolina, so that's kind of like, I don't know, it's a nice little area. It's like the only flat land they could find in all those mountains, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So how long have you guys been tumbling, Talia?
For a couple months.
Just 2 months?
For a couple months.
A couple months is all you've been tumbling and you're that good?
Well, almost a year.
Oh, almost a year. Okay. And how about you, Molly?
What she said.
Oh, almost a year? Oh, you just started coming. Okay. You having fun so far?
Yes.
Good, good. Well, thank you for talking to me. We really appreciate it. You can listen to yourself on the radio someday. I'll give Mom and Dad information on how you can hear this on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
And
okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Hey, sir. I happen to notice your T-shirt, which says kick butt.
Yeah.
And I'm a dentist. I have a dental show on Sunday mornings, and I couldn't help think that everybody here could kick my butt, including the women.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get? How long did it take you to look like this?
About 4 years.
4 years? Are you about 23 or?
22.
Oh wow! So you've been doing this since 18?
Actually, you know what? I started about 14.
You can start that young?
Yeah, I started about that young.
Now you have like. You measure your biceps and you measure your girth?
No, I'm a power lifter.
Oh, really? Okay, so that means you just do the dead weight. How much do you lift? 500, 600?
A little about 17 raw. 1,700.
1,700 pounds you lift?
Yeah, raw.
From the ground up to you just stand up? You just stand up?
Total. Oh. So I deadlift about 700. I bench about 405, 450, and then I pull squat about 600 something.
Wow, wow. And you're about. What, 5 foot ten?
Six.
5 foot six?
190 pounds.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So how much weight did you put on? How much muscle weight do you think you put on?
I started about 140 when I was a kid.
So 50 of this is all muscle, huh?
Yeah, 50 pounds at least.
Where are you from?
Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay, Zanesville. So they have a lot of gyms in Zanesville. Is this real popular out there?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I train at Iron House and the gym downtown and all them places up there, powerlifting.
So when's your competition?
I'm actually not training for one right now. I got a buddy that's at one right now at Don Degg's meet.
You look like you're training right now. What do you mean you're not training right now?
I'm just kind of in a slow motion thing right now. I'm not that big.
Okay. So. Okay, well, hey, thanks for talking to me. And you look like you work out too.
I do, yeah.
And how long have you been doing it?
Since 7th, 8th grade.
Even earlier than?
It was, for football, so it wasn't that intense, but that's when I mainly started, was that.
And you're from Zanesville too?
I'm from Pickerington.
Oh, okay, I just talked to somebody from Pickerington.
Yeah.
He's doing male modeling over at vincemuscles.com or something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I probably kind of know who you're talking about. Is he about this big? About short?
No, he's taller than me.
Oh, is he?
Paul is his name, Paul.
I think I probably know him. Yeah.
Okay, what's your name? I'm sorry.
Ryan.
Ryan, okay, Ryan. My show's a dental show. I'm just curious. Are you afraid of the dentist?
Nope.
You're not? Good, 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 good. Okay, when you were playing football, did you wear a mouth guard?
Yes, I did.
Do you still wear one?
No.
So, like, you don't wear one when you're competing and lifting weights or anything?
I mean, I just lift. I don't compete. I'm more of a fitness guy. I'm not, like, not that crazy.
he's not that crazy. He called you crazy. What are you going to do about it? Kick his butt like your shirt says?
Nah.
Hey, I was going to go up and talk to one of the police officers and ask him, are they a little nervous about having to cover this because just about all you guys could take him?
Yeah, but they called
9 millimeters.
9 millimeters, tasers, so yeah. they'll eventually get him down.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for talking to me.
No,
appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Sorry, oh, wrong hand. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one, man.
Same here. Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, and I came upon a martial artist. How are you? What's your name?
Matthew Kapp.
Hey, Matthew, where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Really? No, really. Nobody's really from Cleveland. It's always a suburb. Where are you really from?
Menor, Ohio.
See, I knew that.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Nobody's from Cleveland. You ever met anybody that really lives there?
No. It's always a suburb. Everyone just says Cleveland because down here nobody knows, you know.
I grew up in Twinsburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Got married in Hudson.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so I noticed you have a gi on.
Right.
And you are competing in what style?
Gi today and then no gi tomorrow.
Okay. And what style of martial arts is it?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Can you explain that?
It's basically like wrestling with submissions. You know, in the gi you wear like what is called a kimono, a karate outfit. And, you know, you're just using that to kind of, you know, take people down and submit them or whatever. And then the no-gi is, it's just wrestling with different tap-outs, chokes, you know, leg locks, different things like that.
And for my listeners, a tap-out is when you get somebody in a position that they're basically saying uncle, right?
Yeah, basically. That's it, yeah.
But they say it nicely and say it's a tap-out.
Yeah, yeah.
they slam the mat and say let go.
Yeah, basically. They'll get me out of there.
So when's your competition?
Should be soon. You know, they're running a little hot behind today, but...
How will you know? Will they make an announcement or what?
Yeah, they'll make some type of announcement, so I guess I'm just kind of walking around and enjoying everything that Darnold has to offer at the moment.
Like the cotton candy?
Yeah, that'll be a little later. I don't want to have all that stuff, you know, while I'm going. But you know, later after that, you know, definitely going to be enjoying some of that.
Okay. Now I have a dental show. It's called Dentally Speaking. I'll give you a card in a minute, and you can listen to it tomorrow at 8. If you're in town still, if not, I'll show you how to get the podcast at dentallyspeaking.com. But when you compete, do you wear a mouth guard?
No, I don't. I don't like how it feels. It's very awkward. It's an awkward feeling fit.
Is it something that you don't think you can breathe or what?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, maybe you need to have a better one made. Bring your buddy in. We can talk to him. Hey, come on over here. What's your name?
My name's Adam.
Hey, Adam. Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I have a radio show here in town, and
okay, cool.
You're friends with this guy, right?
Yeah, it's a funny story. I actually recruited him and was his wrestling coach in college for a year.
Wow, yeah. Cool. And now he can take you?
I wouldn't go that far.
Would you go that far?
What? What'd you say?
can you take him now?
No, probably not.
Would you be in different weight classes?
What do you weigh now?
I'm like about 230, 240.
No, we'd probably be in the same.
Oh, God.
What are you doing here?
I'm at Ohio State now, started doing jiu-jitsu and all stuff like that.
That's cool. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. You know?
Did you, like, compete and everything?
He's going to compete in a little bit. Maybe we'll come and watch, huh?
All right.
Okay.
It should be pretty soon in the next 20, 30, so.
Sweet, dude.
Sounds good.
Nice seeing you. Yeah, you too.
So, the mouth guard, just let me go back to that for a sec. If you can have one made that doesn't bother you like that, you know? You can still breathe, you can still talk. It just needs to be made different than whoever's making the ones you're getting,
right.
You know? Because if you grind your teeth, you get popped in the tooth, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a nice smile. Just give it some thought.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have any questions about, you know, how you can have one made that's not as offensive as you're saying, I'll give you the card, call my number on the back, and I'll either explain it to you or the dentist you're going to, or heck, you can come into my office, we'll make you one.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, from which festival am I broadcasting? The Arnold Sports Festival, the Pumpkin Show, or the Tomato Festival? The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Timber Florist and 2 admission tickets good for 4 people to enter the Women's Expo on April 14th and 15th. So the first caller gets flowers and entrance to the Women's Expo, and the next 2 receive the admission tickets for 4 people to the Women's Expo April 14th and 15th. The phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. 1 winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Tell them make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming.
Gleaming.
I stand over. Let me see your grill.
Let you see my wife.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have 3 callers on the line, and I want you all to stay on the line because you're all 3 winners. Keep that in mind. We have Michelle, Angie, and Mary. And let's see. So Angie and Mary, we're going to stay on the line in a minute. We're going to get your information, your address, where we'll send you the tickets to the Women's Expo. Remember, it'll be 2 tickets in the envelope, but each one is good for 2 people. So don't be looking for 4 tickets. There's only 2, but look closely. It says admission is good for 2. And then let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, how are you today?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Now, I know you already have the right answer because you told my producer. So, but why don't you go ahead and tell everyone?
You're at the Arnold Festival.
That's correct. That's correct. Michelle, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a security guard.
Oh, cool. Do you work out?
I used to, but I haven't for the past 2 years because I had health issues.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Hang on the phone and bear with us because my producer has to get the address of three different winners, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now we'll go ahead and listen to more of my interviews. Okay, so I'm walking through the Arnold, and I came upon this woman on some kind of a contraption that you stand on it. Wait a minute, it says Wing Flyer. Okay, and you're Jody?
I'm Jody, that's correct.
Okay, Jody, did you design these?
I did not. A friend of mine actually has the company in South Florida. They're called Wing Flyer. It's a sort of a cross between a Stairmaster and a scooter, and it's an amazing workout for all ages.
So you can use it like a bicycle?
You use it like almost like a stair stepper, but outside. So
I could like run to the corner store in this if I wanted?
Absolutely, yes. And they fold up so they're mobile if you go on vacation with your family and your kids.
So looks like a scooter. Looks like a scooter, except instead of having one central place that you stand, it's got two backwards facing stair stepper.
Yes, exactly. Like an what do they call those in the gym?
Elliptical machine,
that's correct.
Okay, that's really cool. Now, you're fit.
Thank you. You work out.
Did you get this way using your Wing Flyer?
I actually do use the Wing Flyer to cross train with, and okay. I use it with clients that have had hip replacement, knee replacement, and different issues where they can't maybe run.
So are you a personal trainer as well?
I am, yes, and I competed yesterday in the Masters.
Oh, how'd you do?
I believe top 10, second call out, so that's pretty good for my age.
Really? Yeah. So they'll bring you back?
Yes, I hope so. We'll see.
No. You brought it up, your age. You probably don't look your age. Is it something you're willing to share?
Sure. I'm almost 47.
Really? Yeah, yeah. You're right. You don't look your age. You look like 28 to 32.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Is that usually here?
No.
But have you had any children?
I have, yeah. I have a 7-year-old.
My goodness.
Yes.
And you've got this flat stomach. The women must hate you.
That's okay. We like that.
Okay, now what about your smile? I'm a dentist, and it looks like you have a nice smile.
Thank you. How important
is that to you?
Smile is always good, but it better be genuine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when was the last time you were at a dentist?
When was the last time?
That you were at a dentist.
I go every 6 months like I'm supposed to, and if I need to go further, they let me know.
That's cool. That's really good to know. So you have a 7-year-old. You're out here selling Wing Flyers.
That's correct.
Competing. When do you have time to sleep?
We can sleep when we die. That's the way I look at it.
No, that's my exact quote.
Right? Is it?
I say that all the time.
Touche then. Touche. Like mine's.
Okay, so tell me your name again.
My name is Jody Luther Kofod.
And if somebody wants to like look up what I'm describing to you, to them.
They would go to www.mywing flyer.com.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. So I don't know if you can hear or not, but I've actually stepped into the main hall of Arnold Classic. And the first booth I see are these big, big jars of muscle mass, it says. Muscle mass, muscle gain, whey protein, high protein soup, all kinds of stuff. Off to my left here, there's this big, long line. I'm not sure what it's for. Hey, guys, what's this line for?
This is for the bodybuilding.com.
Bodybuilding.com. And what do you get when you get to the front of the line?
I'm hoping a free shirt, maybe a free shaker or two.
Okay. So they're giving away products.
Yep.
Okay. And is that one of the more popular products out there? It must be.
Yeah, bodybuilding.com, they have discounted products from other companies. They take the company's products and make them affordable for everybody.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not
one of the most wide-based companies.
Where'd you drive in from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
You drove down from Detroit?
Yep. Yeah, woke up at 3:30 in the morning.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, what's your name?
Billy.
Hey, Billy. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I have a dental radio show, believe it or not, tomorrow morning at 8. Actually, by the time this airs, it'll be like this morning at 8, right? Right here, I'll give you a card.
Okay.
Is that if you're still in town 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
No, I'm going to be gone by the end of the night, guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a long day, so I'm going to be tired.
Okay, well, you can listen to the podcast, maybe. So now, you're obviously a bodybuilder. How long have you been building?
About 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I work at Wallside Windows in the factory.
So you put together windows. You manufacture them?
Yep, I manufacture them, yep. Monday to Friday, full time.
Are they heavy?
They can be pretty heavy, yeah.
So you kind of need to have the strength to do that job?
Oh, yeah, it's no joke. It's good hard labor, for sure.
So part of your workout is going to work?
Yeah. Yep, go to work, go to the gym, eat, go to sleep every day.
Really? Okay, now I gotta ask you, because it is a dental show. A lot of guys that are muscular like yourself, they're kind of afraid of the dentist. Would you agree with that?
I'm not so sure. I have my good days and bad days about going to the dentist.
Have you had your wisdom teeth out?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Are they supposed to be removed?
They informed me last time I was there that they needed to come out, but I don't feel like they need to come out. I don't want to have to go through the recuperation period after.
So it makes you a little nervous?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is how important would you say your smile is to your overall well-being and your good feelings about yourself?
I think if you don't think that your smile is good enough, if you don't have that confidence, then you really don't have anything else about your personality. You need to be confident about your smile, your body, everything else.
Yeah.
Your overall personality.
Yeah. Sounds good. Don't worry about the wisdom teeth. Everything will be fine. I can promise you that. And they probably, I mean, what makes you the most nervous, though? Like you're going to be in pain and swelling, or?
Yeah, the pain, the swelling. My brother had his taken out recently during the summer. He wasn't able to work out. He wasn't able to do anything for about a week.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's probably going to happen. A week is, you know, you need a little bit of recovery time.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for talking to me and have a nice trip back to Detroit.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye. Hey, excuse me. What's this line for?
Subway Eat Fresh.
Oh, they're giving away free Subway?
Free shirts, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, because there's an awful long line. I thought it had to be something good.
It's the shortest one here.
Is it really? Hey, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I have a radio show on Sunday 95. It'll be on tomorrow at 8, actually, Sunday at 8. And how far did you come to get here?
Oh, just 30 minutes.
Oh, where are you from?
Washington Courthouse area.
Oh, okay. Are you? What's your favorite part of the event? What do you like to watch?
Just taking in the whole thing, man. Everything's unbelievable.
All these bodybuilding guys and girls.
Oh, yeah. The celebrities, all of them.
Who are the celebrities here?
Oh, Carmen Electra, you know, Arnold, of course. Larry Fitzgerald, all them guys.
Really? I didn't know Carmen Electra was here. I knew Arnold.
Yeah, they're going to be over there between 1 and 4 in one of the booths.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, now I have a dental show, and I'm just curious. I ask everybody if they're afraid of the dentist. Are you afraid?
Afraid of the dentist?
Yeah.
Only when I have a tooth problem.
Which is the only time you go, right?
Oh, exactly.
So you stay away unless it hurts?
Well,
What about your friend here? What's your name? Oh, he doesn't. Yeah, no, tell me. He's shy. He's really afraid of the dentist. This one.
This is the one you need to talk to. Right?
This is the one I need to talk to? Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work at a prosthetics plant.
So you make artificial limbs?
Yes.
Okay, arms, legs? You do?
Just the lower extremities.
Okay, so from the thigh down, knee down, or anything?
Thigh down.
Thigh down. Okay, that's cool. So that's the high-tech ones that these guys can run with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's pretty fun, huh? It's like you're giving them their life back.
Yes, it is.
You work there, too? It's radio. Don't shake your head. He's shaking his head up and down, just so we know. No, that's really... How'd you get into that?
Fresh out of high school, it was a family business. I was basically just followed a tradition, I guess.
So you take an impression of the, I guess, for lack of a better word, the stump, right?
Yes.
Using alginate impression material like I would?
It's more of a gel laminate.
A gel laminate. So you lay it on almost like you're making a cast?
Yes. It's almost like an x-ray machine. The patient comes in, take a picture, and we can actually make the actual limb into a sock.
Interesting. Okay, so there's some parallels to then what I do.
All right, now you heard me mention Dentistry from the Heart June 15th to that photographer who is serious about coming in and being our photographer, so that is Les Washington. And so let me just thank the corporate sponsors that have come on board so far: Jerry Davis, State Farm Insurance Agent, Beach World Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, BW3s of Central Ohio, especially the Graceland store, Continental Message Solutions, and I also want to thank the doctors that have already committed, the dentists, Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Jeff Bixler, Dr. VJ Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Coor, Dr. Hamze, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck. All right. So those are the folks that are already on board and helping, and we have a meeting at my office on, I believe it's March 13th, to continue this process. All right, so let's go listen to more of my interviews from the Arnold. All right, so I came across, are you guys a gymnastics troop, or what are you?
Yeah, we're from Hilliard, Ohio. And our gym's called Universal Gymnasts Incorporated.
Universal Gymnasts Incorporated, okay. And, yeah, let me get all your names. I won't remember them, but I'll keep trying.
My name is Reese.
Reese and...
Piper.
Piper.
Greta.
Greta.
Caroline Beery.
Woo! Alyssa Cooper.
Woo! Okay.
Emma Poole.
Woo! Zoe Rixby.
Okay. And the mom.
I'm the mom.
Which one's yours?
Caroline.
Caroline, okay. Okay, so now you guys took first place. That's pretty cool. And is this all around? Is this the floor exercise, everything that we see in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, we do all four events.
Okay, what's your specialty?
I don't know. Sometimes it's beam, but sometimes it's vault.
Okay, and what level gymnast are you guys? What number?
Level 7.
Level 7, and the best is 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, but when you're a guy, the best is a 1, right?
I have no idea.
You don't know anything about the guys? No, I think the guys' numbers go down as they get further along and the girls go up, right?
I don't know either. I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. All right. So now, what's your best event? Tell me your name again.
Caroline Beery.
Okay. And what's your best event?
Floor.
The floor. Okay. Okay. And what music do you do it to?
Happy Feet.
Really? That's funny. That's good. That's good. Now, you're tall, so you might be what? What's your favorite?
I like bars.
I was going to say that, but... And what about you?
I like bars.
Bars, okay. And what about you?
Floor.
The floor, okay. Now, it's a dental show, and I see you have braces. Where's the brace? It was yours, okay. All right, and how long have you had those?
I've had them on for about a year, and I have to have them on for one more year.
Okay, that's not bad. Now, does everybody go to the dentist on a regular basis?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's somebody we didn't have before. What's your name?
Emily.
Emily, you're so... Here, come out front. You're so little. I bet you're really good, huh?
Yeah.
When you do flipping really well, like tumbling?
Yeah.
Is that your specialty?
Yeah.
How can I tell that?
I don't know.
You don't know how I could tell it, huh?
Because I'm small.
Because you're small, exactly, yes. Okay, now does everybody... Okay, ready? You guys going to do a cheer for us? Okay, here we go.
2, 3. UGI rocks the house!
Woo! All right, well, thank you so much. I'll let you know how you can listen tomorrow, okay? It'll be on at 8 in the morning on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was so sweet. So 94.7 at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. 94.7.
All right. So I just finished interviewing the little girls, and I was walking over to the main area, and they have all of these people in yellow shirts, the event staff, and people with those little earpieces in, the private security, I guess. And where it is that Arnold's coming through. So I realize it's radio and everything, and we won't be able to see, but we're going to wait with the crowd and see who comes by. Let me just see if this gentleman knows anything. I'm sorry. So when are we expecting the mystery guest?
No comment.
No comment, okay. Must be pretty soon. They wouldn't be having to stand here, right? Shaking his head. That's cool. Okay, so we just had a couple of the female bodybuilders go by, and everybody's holding their cameras up tall, and I'm not very tall, so I can't see what they can see. But I think pretty soon he'll be coming through. So, oh, it is Arnold. It is Arnold. Okay, he's just kind of talking over there. Arnold!
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 I'll be back.
He went by. I don't know if we heard him or not. All right, so there's Arnold going by. Couldn't get a picture and a sound bite, but anyway. All right, we just got these male competitors coming by right now. They're all like real... Just amazing specimens. Hi there, how are you? How are you? No, 1, 2, man, these guys are just so cut. It's just amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're all tanned and just an amazing amount of muscle mass. It's great. So what competition are they going for right now?
What is it?
What's the competition they're in?
I have no idea. It's like bodybuilding, pretty sure.
Just the regular, the one that Arnold was famous for?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, they look like they all could be like Arnold. Yeah. Like a statue out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, can I talk to you a little bit?
What's that?
Can I interview you a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where are you from?
Centerburg, Ohio.
Centerburg. And you're obviously a weightlifter?
Yeah. Okay. Lift the weights hardcore.
What's your favorite part of this event?
Just getting all the free samples and new supplements and all the workouts and pre-workouts.
So is that enough to last you for the next year?
Probably not.
No?
I had to buy some too.
Okay, okay. What's your name?
Jay.
Jay, okay, Jay. Thanks for talking to me. Now, you brought several girls with you. Is this your, like, your posse? Is this your harem?
This is my posse. Yeah.
This is the posse. Hi.
Okay. What's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki?
Nikki.
Nikki. Okay, Nikki. And who else is with Jay?
All of these lovely people right here.
You're from Centerburg also?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Are you work out? Do you work out?
All the time.
Okay. What about you?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Do you work out?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda. Do you come every year?
Yes, for the most part.
You guys like mid-20s?
Yes.
Mid-20s? So how
he said yeah. Twice.
You don't have to tell me. What'd you say?
I said twice.
Twice? Mid-20s, 20s, twice. Like 40?
Yeah.
Okay. Twice. So do you come every year?
No, this is the first time ever.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's crowded, but yeah, I like it.
Okay. So my show is on Sunday 95. It's a dental show. So tell me, when was the last time you were at the dentist?
I thought he was going to ask me when was the last time I brushed my teeth.
I wouldn't do that. You probably brushed them this morning, right?
Within like six months.
About 6 months? Okay, good. Good. Because everybody here is kind of in the, I don't know, almost like the vanity business, right? They all want to look good, feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, and so you don't see many people with every other tooth missing, do you?
No.
No. No. Well, thanks so much for talking to me. What are you guys going to get for free up here?
I don't know. T-shirts, maybe? I don't know. T-shirts and supplements.
Oh, okay. Did you see Arnold when he went by?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Did he say hi?
I couldn't tell him, like, in person. He was too far away, but we're pretty close.
Yeah. I tried to get him to say hi. He hollered. I don't know if I picked it up or not.
He still looks the same, just a little bit older, but he really does.
Yeah, he really does. Well, thank you so much. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, so I've come upon this booth. It's called Power Crunch Protein Energy Bar. Hi there. How are you? Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. You're Patty, right? Are these are obviously good for you. I'm a dentist. Are they sugar-free or what are they?
We have two flavors that are sweetened with stevia, and the other two have sucralose. There's only 5 grams of sugar in this bar.
Okay. So, can I taste one?
Of course you can. We have wild berry, cookies and cream, vanilla chocolate, peanut butter cream, and peanut butter fudge.
Okay, so which one is the sugar-free one? Or the
one? The peanut butter fudge and the chocolate.
Okay, let me give it a try. See if I like it. Try not to munch on the air. It's actually really good. Yeah, I do. And it's good for me?
It's really good for you. It's good. 13 grams of protein in each bar and only 200 calories. And with low sugar and low carbs, it's a great snack.
And it's called Power Crunch.
Excuse me?
Power Crunch.
Power Crunch bars.
How does somebody find them? Online?
You can buy them online. You can buy them at the vitamin shop. Walmart carries them now. Trader Joe's carries the chocolate and the peanut butter fudge. I think Walgreens. There's a bunch of places. Or online, bodybuilding.com.
Okay. You have a pretty smile.
Well, thank you very much.
You consider it important? Your smile important?
Absolutely. Smile's huge. That's the first thing I notice on somebody.
Is it really? That's good. That's good. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach at the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of 3. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595 or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Are you a competitive ping pong player?
Yes, I am. Killer Spin. Play with Killer Spin team.
Which team?
We play with Killer Spin.
Killer Spin. Oh, okay. You're on your...
We're based in Chicago, yeah, and we play here competitively.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know they had this as part of the Arnold.
Yeah, they do have it. Actually, it's part of the Arnold, and we have it upstairs. It's a big event. We do it from everywhere. Players come all over the world even play.
Really? What's your accent?
I'm Arabic.
Okay. And did you compete yet? You look kind of tired.
Actually, yeah, I'm tired. I've been doing a lot of exhibitions here on the main table. I compete later on afternoon and on the center stage as well.
Oh, really? Okay, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, what was the last?
Mizian.
Mizian. Yeah. Mike Mizian. Okay, Mike. And so you came in from Chicago?
Yep. came home from Chicago.
Fly or drive?
A drive, actually, 6 hours. Yeah, it kills me.
Did you get in this morning?
No, actually, I came here Wednesday night. Thursday, we were doing some warm-ups and preps outside, upstairs, you know. So we have to be stretched and lean, you know.
Now, how did you get into this?
I've been playing it actually 15 years now. It's been a long time, you know, been doing this. Since I was a child, my uncle got me into it, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, that's neat. So if you win, you get a trophy, you get money. What do you get?
It's a win-win situation for me, you know. If I win, usually it's trophy and money together, you know, combined, because it's multi-events, so we can play different events at the same time.
Okay. And you're tied in with Killer Spin. Do you own the company, or they're a sponsor, or what are they?
So they're my sponsor. They sponsor Killer Spin, are the sponsor, and all of them as well, they're friends, personal friends, and they play for years and years. We play together.
And so Killer Spin sells ping pong tables. What else?
Killer Spin sells all table tennis equipment, tables, clothing, rubbers, rackets, balls, everything, and they sponsor events as well. We have a big event in Chicago, it's called Spin Invitational, happen at McCormick Place. The top seed players in the entire world come over there, play.
From all over the world?
Yeah, the Olympic champions, world champions, everybody. They go over there every year, almost in December.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, I have to tell you, my show, here's a card. See that card there? It's kind of folded. Turn it over. Okay, my show's a dental show. It's called Dentally Speaking. And so I want to ask you a couple dental questions. And how important do you think your teeth are to you?
Oh, they're very important. Yeah. They are very important for us, you know, because as you can see, you're doing an interview here. A lot of people, you know, we're always on the front camera, so we have to have a hell of a teeth.
Right. That's good. And are you afraid of the dentist? Because a lot of athletes are.
Nah, not really. I had a very bad experience. Long time I got over it. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good that you got over it. And I think it's nice that you realize how important a smile is. Like you said, you're smiling like autographs and you're on television and that sort of thing, right?
Yes, it's very important for us. You know, it's like... we have to have a good teeth, and you know, it's just always, it has to be good and nice teeth, you know.
Now, did you get to meet Arnold?
Actually, not yet. I met him last year, but we're going to hopefully get to meet him this year, too.
Okay. Yeah, he just went by. I tried to grab him real quick, but he was in the cart. Did you see him?
Yeah, I just saw him in the cart down here, but I met him already like 3-4 times. I got bored from him.
Okay, so for you, it's just like, there goes Arnold again.
Yeah.
Well, the guy in the front of the cart, that's Jim Larimore, right?
Yeah, I think it was Jim. Yeah, we saw Jim.
And that's his like mentor, his father figure.
Yes.
The reason this is in Columbus.
Yeah, this is the reason it's in Columbus. Yeah, it's awesome. And I mean, we love it here, as you can see, how's the people going and come in, you know.
I know, this is crazy. I've never been before.
It's insane Saturday. This is nothing yet. Wait till night, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wait till it becomes like 5-6 o'clock. So you'll not be able to walk here even. You have to go all between people and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I may have to make sure I'm around or go get dinner and come back.
All righty.
Hey, thanks for talking with me.
You too.
Good luck in the competition.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Hey, Aiden, let me start with Mom. Mom, tell me your name.
Atu,
and you're from?
Hilliard.
Okay. And do you work out, or you just like to watch?
I work out at Metro Fitness, but I like the ladies bodybuilding.
Okay. To watch the lady bodybuilding?
Yes.
And I see you have your son here. You told me his name is Aiden. He looks like he's playing this game. I don't know if we'll ever get him away from it.
He loves playing, so good luck on that.
I see that. Let me go see if I can get him free. Hang on a second. Hey, Aiden, come here for a second, okay? Come here. I want to ask you some questions, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you like to watch when you come here?
This one.
Like the games that they have for the kids?
Yeah.
Okay, can you show me your muscles? Show me your muscles. Go like this. All right. Now show me your smile. Big smile. Show me how you brush. Good. Now tell me, how old are you?
4.
Okay. And where do you live?
KinderCare.
You live at KinderCare. I think you actually live in Hilliard, right? But you go to KinderCare?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so, ready? Let's go. I'll go with you. Ready? Let's throw the Frisbee and see if we can get it through the hole. We'll both throw it at the same time. Ready? 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 You throw. Ready? Go! I think Aiden won. Okay. All right. Thank you. Hey, ladies. Could I interview you about your training? Are you a cheer squad? Are you gymnastics? Or what are you?
Cheer.
Where are you from?
Commerce Township, Michigan.
From Michigan. Are you two?
Yeah.
And what's the name of the troop?
Midwest Explosion.
Do you travel all around the country?
Yeah, we just came back from Atlanta last week.
So. Atlanta. Yeah. What's your name?
Kylie.
Kylie and?
Shanda.
And Shanda. So how many are in your troop?
Well, in our squad there's like 20, but we have like several teams, so each of them have like around that many girls.
So you do the one where you throw people up and catch them
and
all the twirls and stuff?
Yeah.
How long have you been training?
For this season or just all together?
I guess all together.
The season starts in May and we go till like the end of April, so.
Oh my goodness,
so. All year round.
Okay, so let's yeah. see. May to April, that means there's no break, right?
Not really, like a couple of weeks, that's it.
Now, have you competed yet?
No, not yet. At 305, we do.
305? And what do you get if you win? Do you get money? Do you get a trophy? Both?
You get trophies.
And then you get either a jacket or a backpack. I'm not sure what they're giving out this time, but.
Okay. So this is, it's not like a job, though. Are you in high school or college?
Yeah, we're in high school.
Okay. So how do you study when you're in high school and you have to do all this?
It's really hard.
How many hours a week do you spend in the gym?
Well, we practice 2 days a week for like 3 hours, so.
And do you have guys in the troop?
There's a couple, not many, but guys can cheer, yeah.
You use them to hold, to like, as the foundation, or?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just sometimes?
Depends on their size, I guess.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a card in a minute. My show is called Dentally Speaking, as you can maybe tell I'm a dentist. And so I wanted to find out how important you think your teeth are and your smile is to your success.
Yeah.
They tell you to smile all the time?
We get our pictures taken and stuff, so I think the photographers like the girls that have the pretty teeth, and it like makes up the cheerleader.
Do they judge you? I mean, you have to smile, or they take points away?
Smile. We have to make facials. So yeah. It's easier when you have teeth. Like, I got my braces off in February last year, so it's so much easier to like smile now.
That's good. And what about you?
Yeah, same thing.
Did you have braces?
Yeah, I did for a while, but I got them off. I didn't cheer when I had them, but.
Now, do you guys ever have, like, a tooth injury? Has anybody ever, like, chipped a tooth or something?
I get kicked in the mouth a lot.
I've gotten this tooth knocked out.
Yeah.
Completely out?
Well, it was, like, instead of like this, it was like this. So.
Okay, it was, like, almost out. It was pushed forward.
I had to get, like, the nerve taken out and stuff.
So I had to have a root canal?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of turning color, and I might have to get, like, a cap soon, but.
Well, it's a little bit dark. You could start by having that one tooth bleached from inside. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that. They just go into the little hole in the back where the root canal is done. They just hollow that out and put bleach in. And every couple days you would go back and they would put more bleach in. And they should be able just to whiten that one tooth without putting a whole cap on it.
Yeah. I mean, they're like scared to do anything yet because they think it might like fall out. Because after that happened, like I can still like feel it. It feels different and it still hurts sometimes. So they don't want to do anything to it yet.
Even after the root canal?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you wear a mouth guard?
No.
No.
Why?
I don't know, because we have to smile. It would be too hard with that.
Yeah.
But mouth guards are clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. They would, like, make our mouth look weird.
So I'm a little, since you almost had a tooth knocked out, I'm thinking, you know how, like, sometimes you see basketball players where they've gotten their nose broken and they wear that plastic face piece over?
Yeah.
Once something bad happens, then they're okay with wearing the protective device. But you're not. You're still not wearing a mouth guard.
No.
Well, I can kind of understand. But maybe in practice you should wear one.
Maybe. I don't know. You know?
Give it some thought, because in the competition, maybe not, because you have to smile, but maybe in practice. Anyway, tell me your names again so I can say goodbye properly.
Kylie
and?
Shanda.
And Shanda. Thanks so much for talking to me. And you're from?
Michigan.
Midwest Explosion in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Okay, so earlier in the show, I had interviewed the girl that's selling the cotton candy and the caramel corn and the lemon shake-ups, and I was kind of making fun of the fact that they would be selling that at the Arnold, where people are so nutrition aware and trying to be so healthy. And so I think it's only fair that I mention that I was walking through the center area and there's this girl sitting on the floor and she's eating her lunch, and it's a container of green beans. And I thought that was, first of all, interesting, and secondly, kind of what you would expect. I don't know what other festival you can go to and buy a little container of green beans, so it's not all junk food. Anyway, the crowd is just enormous, and from what I understand, it gets even bigger as the day goes on, and I can't imagine them putting any more people here than they already have, but it looks like it's just a great event for all the bodybuilding folks, all the exercise folks, the cheer companies, the gymnastics, fencing. Oh man, there's just so many events that are going on, and it just looks like it's a great event for Columbus. And I'm thankful to the Arnold folks for giving me media credentials and letting me wander around and talk to people. So it's been a lot of fun, and I might even come back next year, or maybe even after the show today. I may run out there just to see what's going on.
I'll be back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you tune in next week to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.